Here are your starting lineups for Florida Atlantic at the forwards. 50, Sammy Hernandez, 6'5", 230, a junior from Miami. 21, Jeff Palmer, 6'8", 235, a senior from Niagara Falls, New York, 7 points and 4 rebounds. And 32, Carlos Monroe, 6'8", 245, a junior from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 17.5 points and 9.5 rebounds. The guards are 4, Sean Alarcon, 5, a senior from Boca Raton, 5 points and 1 rebound. And 12, Cardero Nwoji, 6'1", 175, a junior from Wichita, Kansas, 9.5 points, 2.5 rebounds. Coach is Rex Walters, his second season. He is 20-23 in his career, 1-0 against Louisiana. For the Cajuns tonight, at the forwards, 15, Chris Gradnego, 6'7", 215, a freshman from Lake Charles, 11 points and 2 rebounds. And the other forward, 3, Elijah Millsap, 6'6", 211, a sophomore from Grambling, 10.5 points and 7 rebounds. At the center spot, 32, Avery Milson, 6'9", 240, a senior from Lafayette, 1.5 points, 3.5 rebounds. 23, Larian Gary. He is 6'7", 207, a sophomore from Lafayette, 7.5 points and 3 rebounds. And at the point tonight, 2, Randall Daigle, 5'10", 177, a sophomore from Lafayette, 7 points and 1 rebound. Cajuns coached by Robert Lee, 46-55 in his fourth season, 0-1 in his career against FAU. Welcome back here to the Cajun Dome. Louisiana's Raging Cajuns getting ready to take on the Owls of Florida Atlantic in Sunbelt Conference action. Want to say hello and thanks to the UL Alumni Band. Raging Brass taking a well-deserved night off for the holidays. The Alumni Band in the stead playing for us here this evening. Florida Atlantic is wearing navy blue uniforms with red numerals trimmed in white. Cajuns are wearing the white unis, red stripes, red numerals trimmed in black. Monroe and Milson, and the tap controlled by Larian Gary for the Cajuns. Puts it in the hands of Daigle, and we're underway. Randell got a screen. They fight through it. Go to Gary. There's a good entry pass inside, but they're going to have to kick it back out. Gary, two dribbles, back out to Daigle. Over to Millsap, right of the key. Further right to Gradnego. Gradnego, one dribble up top to Daigle. Daigle over to Millsap, left of the key. There's a double team. Elijah still with the basketball. There's a bounce pass inside. Gradnego goes to Gary, drives the baseline, running 10-footer, good. Larian Gary gives the Cajuns the early lead. Louisiana with pressure in the backcourt. Nwoji will take it up against Daigle. Couple of passes, and they break it. Now over to Alarcon on the right side. Still 30 feet from the basket. It's the pass over to Palmer, dribbles with a left hand. Now over to Hernandez, top of the key. Right side to Alarcon. There's the entry pass to Monroe. Kicks it out right through the hands of Hernandez. And there's a turnover. Daigle into the front court. Stop. 17-footer. In and out. No good. Rebound to Milson. Gets it to Gradnego right through his hands. That's Cajun turnover. Chris looking at the basket instead of the ball. Got to catch it first, freshman. 2-0, Cajuns lead it. Each team now with a turnover. Cajuns once again, this time more of a zone trap in the backcourt. Pass comes over to Hernandez, now to Alarcon. Alarcon works to the right baseline, kicks it to Nwoji up top, Hernandez. There's the pass to Palmer, high post, brings it inside, puts it up with the right hand, good, and draws the foul. Foul will go to Milson, his first, team's first. And Jeff Palmer, a 72% free throw shooter, and a chance to give FAU the lead. Rex Walters, of course, college star at Kansas, played in the NBA for 6 years, now in his second year as head coach at FAU. Took over for Matt Doherty, who stayed one season. Former North Carolina head coach is now at SMU. Zone trap in the backcourt for FAU as well. Millsap breaks it, gets it into the front court. It's the pass over to Daigle. Daigle looking down low, got it to Gary. Larian puts up the layup, good. Gary's got all four of the Cajun points quickly in the front court, FAU. Palmer, way outside. Nwoji gets a screen. Cajuns switch on defense. Daigle picks him up. Stops top of the key. Left side to Alarcon. Alarcon being harassed by Gary. Ball knocked away. Hernandez comes up with it off the hands of Alarcon. Gets it to Monroe. Puts it off glass and good. Carlos Monroe is first of what will be many baskets tonight. And the FAU Owls lead it 5-4. Front court come the Cajuns. Daigle at the point. Swings it over left side. Millsap, one dribble, 16-footer in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Monroe. One and out for the Cajuns this time into the front court. Nwoji to Monroe, top of the key. Left side to Palmer, or right side rather to Palmer. Up top, Alarcon goes to Nwoji. Open for three. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound, no. They're going to call the foul against FAU, and it's going to go against Monroe. No, it's not. It's going to go against Hernandez. That will be his first and the team's first. 5-4, FAU leads it. Cajuns with a basketball. Looks like this is the lineup now that the Cajuns have settled into. Robert Lee experimented with several lineups early, but it looks like this is the one he's decided on, at least for now. Gary left of the key. Orion, couple of dribbles, goes over to Daigle on the right wing. Entry pass to Milson, out to Millsap. Millsap on the right wing. High post pass to Milson. There's the pass to Daigle. Grabbing to go off his hands to Milson, kicks it back out. Seven to shoot. And the Cajuns having some trouble getting an opening. Daigle has to put up something crazy, and it doesn't draw iron, and that's good defense by Florida Atlantic. Shot clock violation, turns the ball over. And so far, Orion Gary the only one to get a basket, and Gradnigo has yet to get a shot. Cajuns will make a substitution. Courtney Wallace will come in. Nelson will go out. Cajuns once again with the full court pressure. Monroe will bring it up. Got it to Nwoji. Nwoji gets a screen. Daigle fights through it. Still with a basketball, dribbling with a left hand. Gets the ball over to Palmer, 25 feet from the basket. Left side to Hernandez. There's the entry pass. Monroe, turn around left side, puts it off glass, and a shooter's roll, and it falls for him. Monroe's got four, 7-4. FAU leads, 16-22 left to go, and the substitution getting ready to come in for the Owls. Grad to go, left to the key. And we're going to have a carrying violation on Grad to go. That's called by the referee, Brent Duga. Brian Allred and Alan Cosby are the other officials this evening. Derek Simmons, the 6'6 senior out of Lake Wales, 4 points a game, is in for Florida Atlantic, and it's Hernandez that goes out. Nwoji brings it up court. FAU up by three. Up top, Simmons hands it off to Nwoji. One dribble. Palmer looking inside, knocked away by Millsap, but they're able to get it back, and then Millsap gets the steal anyway. And then there's a foul in the backcourt against Florida Atlantic. Nice hands by Elijah Millsap. The foul will go to Simmons. That'll be his first and the team's second. And we'll get an official's timeout. 15:57 left to play in the first period, and your score, Florida Atlantic 7, Louisiana 4. Back in a minute on the Raging Cajun Radio Network. 4 minutes and 3 seconds into this one. Cajuns will have the basketball, trailing by three as we get back to play. It'll be Gary to feed it in. Gary in the front court to Daigle. Right back to Gary, top of the key. Left side to Millsap. Elijah, one dribble, back outside to Daigle. Florida Atlantic playing some zone here and extending it out when the shooters get the basketball. Daigle over on the right side. Gradnigo, 14 on the shot clock. Millsap will shoot a long three, and it's good. First basket for Elijah, and the Cajuns have tied it at 7. 15:20 left to play. Nwoji comes into the front court. Cajuns playing man-to-man defense. He's working against Daigle. Good quickness for Nwoji over on the right side. Simmons up top to Palmer. Now over on the left wing to Nwoji. Daigle, good tight defense. Nwoji starts to penetrate, gets cut off, gets harassed, gets the ball in the hands of Monroe, being guarded by Wallace, 15 feet from the basket. Over to Palmer, 6 on the shot clock, out to Nwoji near midcourt. Nwoji penetrates again, fades from 16, shot at 17, rebound to Daigle. Cajuns running in transition, but back on defense is FAU. Left side, Gradnigo, right up top, Daigle. Over to Lorian Gary, up top to Gradnigo. Chris, couple of dribbles, gets cut off and gets the pass, and the Cajuns trying to save it, and they do, but they save it. As it was going into the backcourt, they save it to Simmons, so that's a Cajun turnover. And all the way to the basket, Palmer is blocked by Millsap. And then Gary got the rebound and had it stolen from him. Simmons to Alarcon, right back to Simmons. He's open for three. That's an air ball. and the ball is saved as it was going out of bounds. Saved to Gradnigo, long down court to Millsap. Eli for three, good. Couple of three-pointers for Millsap, and the Cajuns a 6-0 run lead at 10-7. 14 minutes left to play in the first half. Nwogi comes front court, gets a screen as he dribbles over to the right wing. Gets it to the top of the key. Now to Palmer, left of the key. High post pass to Simmons. Right back to Nwogi. Takes a couple of dribbles. Goes right side. Palmer, three-pointer. Back of the iron, no good. And a rebound comes down to Courtney Wallace. Daigle comes front court for the Cajuns. Bounce pass left wing to Millsap. Millsap out to Daigle. Cross court, Gradnigo. Gradnigo directing some traffic. Entry pass to Courtney Wallace, 16 feet from the basket. Courtney starts to dribble inside, shoots the fadeaway. Terrible shot. And against Carlos Munro, you got no business doing that. That's not a good decision by Wallace. Robert Lee's got his palms up to the sky saying, Courtney, what was up with that? Travis Bureau will come into the game along with Tyron Johnson and Willie Lego. Gary, Gradnigo, and Daigle will get a rest. And Sammy Hernandez comes back in. Simmons goes out. Now Simmons is still in. It's Alarcon that goes out for FAU. Nwogi over on the right wing gets it up top to Palmer, drives to the basket, takes it inside, and he's fouled by Courtney Wallace. First foul on Wallace, second team foul, and Palmer will go to the free throw line where he's 1-for-1 tonight, 78%, 72% on the year. First free throw from Palmer is good. 10-8. Chance to make it a one-point game if Palmer hits this free throw. Second one on its way, yes. 5 points in the game for Palmer. 10-9, your score. 13 minutes left to play. Cajuns in the front court. Lego with a basketball. Willie dribbles just to the left of the key. Goes left wing. Millsap, three-pointer. Got another one. Holy cow, Eli's got three of them. 9 points in the game, and it's 13-9. Into the front court they come. Hernandez hands the ball off. Dribbling inside. Whistle traveling violation on Sanchez Ugly, who is just into the game. It's an FAU turnover. Cajuns get it right back at the 12:36 mark. And Lego will bring it up court. Over on the right wing he comes. Now right back to him. Dribble with a left hand. Go over on the wing. Bureau, long three. That's back of the iron. No good. Rebound. Box out. It's going to go to Florida Atlantic. Nice job boxing out on the defensive end. Alarcon coming back in. Munro comes back in, making his first appearance of the game. Enrique Rodriguez, a sophomore out of Boca Raton. And it'll be Rodriguez to bring it up court, as Nwogi gets his first rest of the game. Rodriguez dribbles it right off his foot. We got a whistle, and Willie Lego holding as they were going for the basketball. Foul on Lego will be his first, team foul number three. Right at midcourt, it'll be FAU's ball. Hughley feeds it in to Rodriguez. Rodriguez dribbles with a left hand into the front court to Hughley. Hughley gets a bump, fights through it. Rodriguez with the pass inside. Munro goes inside to Hernandez. He walked, no call, and instead a whistle, and we're going to have a foul, a travel called as coming to the basket was Hughley. So they called it one play too late, but they got it anyway. 11:52, we got an official's timeout with a score. Cajuns 13, FAU 9. Back in a minute on the Raging Cajun Radio Network. Spinales Florist flash stats. Cajuns are 5 of 10 from the field, 3 of 4 from three-point range. Florida Atlantic 3 of 8 from the field, 0 for 3 beyond the arc, and 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Rebounds are even at 4 apiece. 1 assist, 3 turnovers for the Cajuns. No assist and 4 turnovers for FAU. Leading scorers for the Cajuns, well, they've only got two guys who have scored. Millsap with 9, Gary with 4. Only 2 men have scored for FAU as well. Palmer with 5, and Munro with 4. Next Thursday night, Dickey Nuts Arkansas State Indians are in town. 7:05 tip-off. We'll have the broadcast for you beginning at 6:35. The Robert Lee radio program on our flagship station, ESPN 1420. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock from Pete's on Johnston. Cajuns with a basketball. Lego comes into the front court. High post pass to Wallace. Fumbles it and gets it back. Over to Tyron Johnson, right of the key. Up top to Bureau, right back to Johnson. Johnson gets the pass to Millsap. Kicks it over to Bureau in the corner. Alone for three, but he missed. Millsap, the offensive rebound, puts it back up. Can't finish. Another rebound missed, and here come Florida Atlantic the other way. Cajuns missed a good opportunity inside. Alarcon in the front court on the right wing. Gets the pass up top to Rodriguez. Rodriguez got it in the paint. Whip pass over. Shot from three-point range is short. And a rebound to Lego. Willie brings it into the front court. Dribbles it immediately to the right wing. Gets a screen to Bureau. Bureau one dribble. Johnson reversed the ball to Millsap. Eli dribbles it inside. Puts the shot up too strong. Courtney Wallace with a rebound up and in. Wallace first basket. Cajuns with a six-point lead. 15-9. 10:43 to go first half. Rodriguez comes front court, gets it to Monroe, top of the key, left side to Alarcon. Alarcon starts to work on Millsap. Eli cuts him off, gets the ball outside to Hernandez. Right back to Alarcon, whistle, and what do we got? I don't know. Injured player, maybe? Yeah, we had a Cajun got injured, and I was blocked out, didn't see who it was. Cajun's going to make a couple of substitutions here. Gradnigo and Nilsson are going to come in. Looks like one of the Cajuns had some blood, and that's why he's got to go out, and that would be Millsap. So they'll work on Eli to get the blood, and Florida Atlantic will have the basketball. 20 on the shot clock, 10:28 to go in the first half. Cajuns on top, 15-9, six-point lead here at the Dome. We're almost midway through the first half. Feed in comes to Nwoji, who's back in the game for FAU. Nwoji working against Lego, goes right side, Alarcon for three, good. Sean Alarcon, 36% three-point shooter. And it's a three-point game, 15-12, 10-11 to go in the first half. Over on the right side, Bureau up top to Lego. First three-pointer for FAU in the game. They're one out of four. They lead the league in three-point percentage. Lego brings it all the way inside. Kicks it out to Bureau. Swings it over to Johnson. One dribble. 17-footer good. Tyron Johnson with his first basket. 17-12. Cajuns lead by five midway through the first half. Monroe goes left side to Alarcon. Guarded by Gradnigo. Pass goes up top to Hughley. Over on the left wing, that's Palmer. Up top, Nwoji. Nwoji pump fake, couple of dribbles, now in the right corner. Hughley with the basketball, driving against Bureau, and a blocking foul on Bureau as he was on his way to the basket. Bureau, that'll be his first. Team foul number four. And a fresh shot clock and out of bounds on the baseline for Florida Atlantic. Inbounds pass inside to Monroe, and a whistle and a foul on Avery Nilsson. Oh, it's on Bureau. That's his second. And that'll put Monroe at the free throw line. Carlos Monroe is only a 50% free throw shooter. It's about the only thing he doesn't do well. First free throw, and it's good. Randall Daigle will come back into the game. It'll be Lego to go out. One more free throw coming from the all-everything guy out of Philadelphia. And he got them both. Monroe has six. 17-14. Cajun lead is three. 9:22 to go first half. Daigle comes into the front court. Over on the right side to Gradnigo. Man-to-man defense this time for Florida Atlantic. Gradnigo stops and puts up a wild shot. Way too strong from 19 feet. Missed everything. Nwoji comes back the other way. He says, this is how you shoot a three, but he missed it too. Rebound comes to Nilsson. Daigle quickly down court. Bureau right back to Daigle. Randall calls the play, moves it out, the ball out toward midcourt between the circles. Couple of dribbles over on the right side now to Gradnigo. Gradnigo up top to Nilsson. Reverse it to Daigle. 14 on the shot clock. Bureau comes off a screen. They don't get it to him. Instead, the entry pass. Gradnigo goes underneath to Nilsson, who fumbles it away. That's a Cajun turnover. Nwoji comes into the front court for FAU. Palmer reverse it left side. Now the entry pass. Monroe blocked by Gradnigo, and Nilsson with a rebound. Gradnigo off the weak side, got the block that time, and Nilsson cleared it. Gradnigo fires three, bang! First field goal of the night for Gradnigo. Cajuns up by six, 20-14, 8:07 to go first half. There's a feed inside. Palmer got alone, and Nilsson draws the foul. For Avery, his second, team foul number six. Jeff Palmer's 3-for-3 from the line tonight. He's going to get a chance for two more here. Courtney Wallace will have to come back in. As Palmer will get the two free throws. And the first one in and out. No good. Coming into the game for Florida Atlantic, Xavier Perkins, a freshman from Delray Beach. He averages 5.5 a game. And one more free throw coming here for Palmer. And he missed them both. Rebound to Tyron Johnson. Cajun's 6-point lead under 8 minutes to go. We'll get an official's timeout next dead ball. Johnson, top of the key. Bureau left side, up top to Daigle. Rendell has everybody clear out. High post pass. Wallace, 18-footer good. Courtney Wallace, Cajuns with their biggest lead, 22-14. 7:39 left to play in the first half. Nwoji comes into the front court, gets the screen from Monroe, stops, fires an 18-footer, back of the iron, no, and a rebound to Wallace. To Daigle, down court come the Cajuns. Over on the wing, Bureau drives baseline left. Thank you very much! There's the athleticism, 10-point ball game. Quickly, FAU down court. Monroe puts the shot up, draws the foul. It'll go to Courtney Wallace. That'll be his second, team's fourth, and Monroe will be at the free throw line. Team's seventh, rather. Carlos Monroe will be at the free throw line when we come back to play. 7:13 to go, first half. Cajuns 24, Owls 14. Spadale's Flores Splash Dance. Florida Atlantic 4 of 13, 31%. 1 of 6 beyond the arc, 5 of 7 from the free throw line. Cajuns are 10 of 19, 53%, 4 of 6 from three-point range. They haven't been to the free throw line. Rebounds are 11 to 6 in favor of the Cajuns. 2 assists, 4 turnovers for Louisiana. 1 assist and 4 turnovers for Florida Atlantic. Leading scorers in the game, Millsap with 9 for the Cajuns, Monroe with 6 for the Owls. Not a good day out of conference for the Sun Belt today. Purdue beat FIU 59-44 over UALR. 59-55, Arkansas beat ULM 85-60. Austin Peay, Middle Tennessee just underway. Western Kentucky and Troy also just underway, as is Jacksonville and South Alabama. Carlos Monroe will be at the free throw line. As we come back to play, Cajuns will get LaRyan Gary back into the contest. He's in for Tyron Johnson. Alarcon, Nwoji, Monroe, Perkins, and Palmer for FAU. Monroe is 2-for-2 from the line tonight. Now he's 3-for-3. Guy's been 50% this year. He's been real good tonight, and he looks good shooting him. 24-15. Cajun lead cut to 9. 7:13 to go first half. Second free throw. Back of the iron, no. Rebound comes down to Travis Bureau. Daigle in the front court. Harry, backdoor bounce pass. Bureau takes it inside, hits off glass, and draws the foul. Give the assist to LaRyan Gary. The dunk that Bureau had earlier in the layup here are the first baskets that he has made this year that were not three-pointers. Foul is on Monroe is first. And team foul only number 3 on FAU. Bureau, chance for the three-point play, misses for only second time this year. Rebound to FAU. Cajuns by 11, their biggest lead of the night. Nwoji up top to Monroe. Swing it left side, Alarcon, and a whistle. And away from the ball, LaRyan Gary draws the foul, I believe, on Jeff Palmer. And it is. For Palmer, his first. Team's fourth. That's an FAU turnover. Cajuns with a basketball trying to extend an 11-point lead. Daigle, bounce pass over to Bureau. Up top to Gary. Swing it right side. Gradnigo. Gradnigo up top. Daigle open for three. Good. 29-15. Cajuns with a 14-point lead. 6:25 to go in the first half. Monroe drives inside. Lost the basketball going up. Last touch by the Cajuns. Coming into the game, guy who wasn't even on our roster, so we'll get his name. Whoever he is, he's playing for the first time. Entry pass, ball loose on the floor, and the no-name guy picks it up, has his shot blocked, but there's a foul on the play. Jamal Owens is his name. Gradnigo will get the foul. That is his first. Team foul number 8, and Owens at the free throw line for a pair. And his free throw is no good. Second free throw, in and out, no good. And the Cajuns trying to save it as it was going out of bounds, couldn't do it. So Florida Atlantic will have the basketball. Gradnigo tried that old thing where you get the ball in midair, try to call timeout, but they don't let you do that in college basketball anymore. Owens with the basketball for the Owls. Over to Nwoji. Gets it up top. Now to Alarcon. There's the entry pass to Monroe. Monroe, double team. He puts up the 15-foot hook shot and hits. That's how good he is on the offensive end. He's got 9 points. 5:56 to go. 29-17. Gary shoots the three. That's too strong. Courtney Wallace, offensive rebound, scores and draws the foul. Foul will go to Owens. That is his first. Team foul number 5. Owens will go out now. Gradnigo will go out as well. And I didn't see who it was that came in. I believe it's Millsap, but he's got me blocked out. Courtney Wallace, 50% free throw shooter. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Brent Royster, who's in the game for the first time. Nwoji. It's the pass over to Perkins. Perkins now to Royster. Royster to Alarcon, 19-footer, and he hits. Sean Alarcon's got 5, 31-19. Cajuns with a basketball. Bureau on the left wing. One dribble up top to Millsap, now to Daigle. Randell out near midcourt, just to the right of Dedon. Millsap on the right wing. Up top, Gary. Reverse it to Bureau. Bureau one dribble to Daigle. Whistle. We're going to have an illegal screen set by the Cajuns. And that's going to go on LaRyan Gary. That'll be his first and the team's ninth. Florida Atlantic with the basketball, trailing by 12 at the 5-minute mark of the first half. Right side, they go to Royster. There's the entry pass to Monroe, 15 feet from the basket. Whip pass inside, Royster, layup good. Monroe with the assist that time, 31-21. Florida Atlantic within 10 now as Millsap over on the right wing stops, pops it up to Bureau, reverse the ball left side to Daigle. Daigle right back to Millsap, right of the key, 23 from the basket, farther right to Bureau. Bureau one dribble. Daigle, cross court, Millsap left wing, thought about the... Eli reverses the ball, cross court to Bureau, back outside to Daigle, 10 on the shot clock. Randell with 6 to shoot. Stops, entry pass, Wallace off glass from 12. Courtney Wallace has got 8 here in the first half. 33-21, assist to Daigle. 4:08 to go, first half. Nwoji with a basketball for Florida Atlantic. Over on the right side to Perkins. Entry pass to Royster. Turnaround shot in the paint, no good. Tried to tip up his own rebound, couldn't do it. Millsap clears for the Cajuns. Eli comes front court, takes it all the way to the basket, and called for traveling. We'll get an official's timeout. 3:51 left to play in the first half. With your score, Cajuns 33, Florida Atlantic 21.
Sports Radio, ESPN 1420, and the new hot 107.9.
33-21 at your score. Spadil Florist flash stats. Cajuns 14 of 24, 58%, 5 of 8 beyond the arc, and 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Florida Atlantic 7 of 17, 41%, 1 of 6 from 3-point range, 6 of 11 from the free throw line. Rebounds 14 to 9 in favor of the Cajuns. 4 assists, 6 turnovers for Louisiana, 2 assists and 5 turnovers for FAU. Leading scorers in the game, Monroe with 9, Palmer and Alarcon each with 5 for Florida Atlantic. Millsap with 9 and Wallace with 8 for the Cajuns. Leading rebounder in the game for the Cajuns, Wallace with 4, Monroe with 2 for Florida Atlantic. And Randell Daigle with 3 assists for the Cajuns, Lorian Gary as the other. It'll be Florida Atlantic basketball as we come back to play. 3:45 left to play in the first half. 33-21 your score. In the front court, Royster pops it up top to Nwoji. Dribbles it over to the left wing. Whistle and away from the ball. An illegal screen against Royster. For Royster, that'll be his first. Team foul number 6. Cajuns' next foul put Florida Atlantic in the double bonus. They've got 9 team fouls. Gary controlling in the front court. One dribble now, he's in some trouble. Pops it out to Daigle. Daigle, Nwoji gives him plenty of room. Over to Gary, left of the key. Flashing out, high post, Milson. Swings it right back to Brandon Dyson, who's in the game for the first time. Dyson out to Daigle. 5 on the shot clock. Daigle gets the screen. He's going to have to put up one as the shot clock goes off, and it was off balance. He missed it, but Millsap gets the offensive rebound, and the Cajuns get a fresh 35. Gary looking underneath. Nobody open. Now he gets it inside to Milson. Puts up the shot inside and scores. Avery Milson with his first basket of the night. 14-point lead. Matches the largest of the night for the Cajuns. Nwoji, Monroe. Right back to Nwoji. Right back to Monroe. Dribbles into the paint. Puts up the shot. Missed it, but drew the foul. Don Avery Milson. That'll be his third. And the 10th team foul, Tyron Johnson, will come into the game. Monroe, 2 free throws coming. First one, no. Palmer comes back in for Florida Atlantic. Royster goes out. And Tyron Johnson in for Milson. Troy leads Western Kentucky 34-32, 8 minutes to go. And South Alabama over Jacksonville 26-25, minutes to go in the first half as Monroe makes the second free throw. 35-22, Cajuns lead is 13 with 2.5 to go. Daigle in the front court goes to Dyson. Up top to Johnson. Over to Daigle. Over on the sideline on the other side. Randell a good 34 feet from the basket. There's the entry pass now, and turnover will be charged as Lorian Gary's pass for Millsap went awry. Cajun turnover is their 7th of the first half. Nwoji with the basketball as we come down to the 2-minute mark. Nwoji gets a screen over to the right wing. Jump pass was tipped, but they're able to get the ball back, and Palmer shoots the 3. He missed it. Millsap with a rebound. Daigle over on the left side. Dyson. Entry pass to Lorian Gary. Puts up the hook shot too strong. Rebound being battled for. Goes out of bounds. Cajuns will keep it with 1:39 to go. Gradnego will come in for Louisiana. And Dyson will go out. Gradnego's only gotten 2 shots here in the first half. Pass could have been a bad one. Gradnego tips it to Daigle. Fires the three. Back of the iron, no good. Tyron Johnson, the offensive rebound. He'll put up the 14-footer. Bang! Tyron Johnson, Avery Milson, Courtney Wallace have combined for 14 points here in the first half. 37-22, biggest lead. Blocked away, Johnson rejects Monroe. Here come the Cajuns the other way. Daigle, Gradnego for three, good! Rex Walters says, I've seen enough. He'll take the timeout with a minute 12 to go. You get the blocked shot, and I think you got a foul after the shot. A foul on Florida Atlantic, so the Cajuns are going to shoot free throws. And Walters wants the timeout. The foul will go to Xavier Perkins, his first and the team's seventh. And so the Cajuns will shoot a 1-1 when we come back. Tyron Johnson rejects Monroe on one end, and Gradnego hammers a nail on the other. 40-22, Louisiana with an 18-point lead. You know, basketball can be fun. And it certainly has been fun since about the 16th of December. It's about 2 weeks now. The Cajuns have played very, very well. They're holding Florida Atlantic to 37% shooting, and the Cajuns, on the other hand, are shooting 57% in the first half. And as we said, they're getting some offensive punch from some folks you wouldn't expect it from. Courtney Wallace with 8 in the first half. Tyron Johnson with 4 and Avery Milson with 2. That's 14 points off guys who don't score a lot. LaRyan Gary was the man who got fouled. He'll get a 1-1. Cajuns have not hit a free throw tonight. They are 0-2. But they've hit one now as Gary makes the first one. LaRyan, a 62% free throw shooter, which is just a little bit under what the Cajuns shoot as a team. Second one is good, and don't look now, but the lead is 20. A minute 11 to go in the first half, 42-22. Nwoji into the front court for FAU. Up top to Perkins. Perkins now to Alarcon. Right back to Perkins, left wing. Entry pass to Palmer. Puts the shot up inside. Missed. Gradnego with a rebound, and he's fouled. Foul will go to Palmer. That's his second. Team's eighth. Chris Gradnego on the other end for a 1-1. 49.7 seconds left to play in the first half. First free throw from Gradnego is good. Chris missed a few free throws over in Hawaii, and his free throw percentage as a result down to 73% coming in. Second one, got it. Gradnego with 8 in the first half. 44-22, Cajuns have doubled him up. 45 seconds left to play in the first half. Florida Atlantic now has gone more than 4 minutes without a field goal. Alarcon, long pass back outside to Perkins. Perkins runs over Daigle, called for a travel. Shot clock would be turned off, and the Cajuns can play for one. Robert Lee will take the use it or lose it timeout. They'll get Travis Bureau back in the game, get one more shooter into the contest. Cajuns have out-rebounded FAU 20-9 in the first half. Daigle's got 4 assists to go along with his 3 points. Cajuns have just done it as a team, and they've done it well in the first half. 7 turnovers, about the only thing that Robert Lee won't be pleased about. They've outscored Florida Atlantic in the paint, which is a surprise. 14-10. Second chance points, 8-2. Points off turnovers, 8-5. And the Cajuns will have the basketball for the last possession. Millsap, Bureau, Gradnego, Daigle, and Johnson. Daigle brings it into the front court. There's the trap, bounce pass, and a turnover. Alarcon gets it to Monroe. Runs over somebody, no call. Shot up inside, missed, draw the foul. Perkins will go to the free throw line. Tyron Johnson will get the foul. Perkins, a 67% free throw shooter, will get a pair here. Florida Atlantic hadn't helped themselves from the line. They are just 7 of 13. 22.8 seconds left to go. Free throw. Good. First point of the game for Perkins. He is a freshman from Delray Beach. 6'4", 225 pounds. Second free throw, no good. Johnson with a rebound. Well, let's see if the Cajuns can do it right this time. 44-23. 15 seconds to go in the first half. Millsap to Daigle. Clock it now inside of 10. Daigle over to Gradnego. Couple of dribbles. Shoots it on the run. Yes. That's a two-pointer, and the Cajuns will take a 23-point lead into the locker room. And this crowd appreciates what they've seen so far. Louisiana 46, Florida Atlantic 23. Scoring totals for the first half for FAU. Monroe leads the way with 10. Palmer with 5. Sean Alarcon with 5. 2 for Brett Royster. 1 for Xavier Perkins. For the Cajuns, Chris Gradnego leads the way with 10. Elijah Millsap with 9. 8 for Courtney Wallace. 6 for LaRyan Gary. 4 for Tyron Johnson, 4 for Travis Bureau, 3 for Randell Daigle, and 2 for Avery Milson. Cajuns will start the same 5 who started the game. Florida Atlantic will have the basketball. Derek Simmons is starting the second half in place of Hernandez. Nwoji with the basketball, and we're underway. Nwoji gets a screen, switch made on defense, now the switch back. Simmons off the hand of Alarcon, but touched by Gradnego. So Florida Atlantic will keep the basketball with 23 seconds on the shot clock. Feed comes into Nwoji. There's the screen once again to free him, but Daigle fights through it. Another screen. Now Simmons over to Alarcon on the left side, and he lost it out of bounds. No, they're going to call a foul on Gradnego. Ooh, Brett Duga calls the foul on Gradnego. That's his second, team's first. Fresh 35 for FAU. Nwoji in the backcourt. There's the screen once again. He goes over to the left wing. Reverse the ball right side to Palmer. Back upside to Nwoji. And there's a knockaway by Gradnego. Knocked out of bounds. 25 on the shot clock. Florida Atlantic still trying to find a shot here in the first 45 seconds of the first half. There's the entry pass to Monroe. Gives the ball away. Knocked away. FAU gets it back. Nwoji 13 on the shot clock. Simmons. There's the cross-court pass. Nwoji gets it back. Over on the right wing. There's the screen once again. Nwoji looks inside and throws it away. That's good defense to start the second half. Cajuns lead by 23. We've played a minute. As Louisiana comes front court. Daigle with a basketball. High post pass to Gary. Orion, couple of dribbles. Hands it off to Gradnego. Straight onto the basket. No shot. Takes one dribble. Kicks it back out to Daigle. Over on the left wing to Millsap. Eli starts his drive. Gets cut off. Double team. Gives it to Daigle. Shoots the three. Good. 6 for Randell Daigle, 49-23, 18-27 to go. Monroe, Alarcon on the right side. Couple of dribbles, pops it up top. Almost a knockaway, Palmer working against Millsap. Over on the right wing, Monroe knocks a Cajun down. It's not that is Hernandez and not Monroe, but Hernandez will be called for the foul. That's his second, team's first. It goes as a turnover, so FAU has turned over twice on their first two possessions of the second half. Rex Walters is standing there, and not much you can do when things are going that way for your club. Been there, done that. Daigle over on the left side, Millsap. Eli thought about a three. Instead, a couple of dribbles, brings it outside. Over to Daigle. Left of the key. 25 from the basket. Goes top of the key. Now to Gradnego. Long three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound comes down to Monroe. Nwoji in the front court. Long feed down court. Hernandez has it knocked away. Gradnego with a steal. Daigle into the front court. Randell for three. Yes! 52-23. 17:30 to go. Rex Walters says, I believe I'd like a timeout. No, he's going to go ahead and play through. Nwoji in the front court. Over to Hernandez. Monroe, left side, Nwoji. Up top to Alarcon. Shoots a 14-footer, and he got the shooter's roll. That's the first field goal in almost 8 minutes for Florida Atlantic, dating back to the first half. Alarcon's got seven, 52-25. 16:58 left to go. Daigle, flash pass. Gary, 16-foot turnaround, no good. Rebound comes down to Nwoji. Nwoji left wing, Alarcon, open for three, and he got it. Five quick two, 52-28. 16:39 left to play. And Robert Lee says, you know what? That's two possessions in a row they score. I don't like it. He wants a timeout. 16:36 left to go. Cajuns 52, Florida Atlantic 28. Back in a minute on the Raging Cajun Radio Network. Spinales Flores flash stats. Cajuns are 20 of 35. That is 57%. They are 8 of 14 from three-point range and 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Florida Atlantic 9 of 22, that's 41%, 2 of 8 beyond the arc, and 8 of 15 from the free throw line. Rebounds 21 to 10 in favor of the Cajuns, 7 assists, 8 turnovers for Louisiana, 3 assists and 10 turnovers. For FAU. your score. Daigle, double team. Gary looking underneath. Almost a turnover. Cajuns are able to control it. And then Millsap does turn it over. Nwoji comes front court. Up to Palmer. One dribble. Entry pass to Monroe. Turn around inside and he hits. Boy, he's a good offensive player. Carlos Monroe's got 12 and that's a 7-0 FAU run. 52-30. Millsap. For three, not this time. Offensive rebound, put it up, no good. Rebound to FAU as Gary missed point blank. Into the front court, Nwoji to Palmer, lost it out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. We'll get an official's timeout here with 15:51 to go. Spinales Flores flash stats. Florida Atlantic 10 of 23, 43%, 2 of 8 beyond the arc, 8 of 15 from the free throw line. Cajuns 20 of 37, 54%, 8 of 15 beyond the arc, and 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Leading scorers in the game, Monroe with 12, Alarcon with 10 for Florida Atlantic. Gradnego with 10, Millsap and Daigle each with 9, and Wallace with 8 for the Cajuns. Leading rebounders, Wallace and Millsap each with 4, Monroe with 4 for FAU. Daigle with 4 assists to lead the Cajuns there. Nwoji has a couple for Florida Atlantic. Cajuns have 9 turnovers to go with 7 assists. Florida Atlantic has 4 assists, but they've turned it over 11 times here so far. But they have cut the Cajun lead, which once was 29. They've got it down now to 22 at 52-30. Cajuns will have the basketball as we go back to play, and there'll be full court pressure being given by Florida Atlantic. Entry pass to Daigle. He's double-team trapped. Nice job by Gary. Over to Travis Bureau. Now to Daigle. Millsap has gone out of the game. Courtney Wallace has come in. Milson has gone out. Bureau over on the right wing. Freshman couple of dribbles over to Gary. Swing at the other side to Gradnego. Whistle. Illegal screen against the Cajuns. Courtney Wallace, I believe, will get the foul. That'll be his third. Team foul number 2 in the second half. Daigle asking Brett Duga about that call. 52-30. Florida Atlantic. Perkins into the paint, banks in a 14-footer. Xavier Perkins, 9-point run, 52-32. 15-11 to go. Daigle in the front court. Swings it over to Bureau, right back to Daigle, right side, Gradnego. Gradnego, one dribble up to Bureau, reverse it the other way to Daigle over on the left side. Randell brings it out between the circles, 15 on the shot clock. Bureau right back to Daigle. Swing it on the other side to Gradnego. High post pass to Wallace. One dribble to Bureau. Entry pass to Gary. LaRyan from 10 feet. Good. 8 points for LaRyan Gary. 54-32. 14-36. That breaks a 9-0 Florida Atlantic run. Perkins with a basketball. Gets a screen. Gets into the paint. Runs over people. And oh, the Cajuns are going to get the call. Randell Daigle will get the foul. Usually when a guy is out of control like that, makes contact, they call it the other way, but not in this case. Brian Allred says that the foul belongs to Daigle. That'll be his first. Three on the Cajuns. Xavier Perkins is a 67% free throw shooter, and he is 1-for-2 tonight. First one's good. Royster will come in. Hernandez goes out for Florida Atlantic. Second free throw, also good. Perkins has got five. 54-34, 20-point game, 14:25 to go. Bureau, one dribble, 19-footer, good. Travis Bureau has got 6 points, 56-34. Perkins drives and a hand check call. Crowd is starting to get a little antsy here. That's the fourth team foul against the Cajuns in the second half, and the guys they're getting antsy about are all wearing striped shirts. FAU with a basketball. Feed goes way outside to Monroe. Into the hands of Nwoji. There's the entry pass to Royster. Double team. Royster lost the basketball, and Gradnego comes up with it for the Cajuns. Good defense by Louisiana that time. Daigle into the front court. Over on the left side to Bureau, who lost the basketball, has to go back and get it. Daigle right back to Bureau. And then right back to Daigle. 18 on the shot clock. Bureau. Travis, couple of dribbles. Daigle looking inside for Gary, instead to Bureau. 22-footer left it short that time. Whistle on the rebound and a foul on Florida Atlantic. That'll go on Alarcon. For Alarcon, that is his first and the second team foul against FAU. Jeff Palmer will come back into the game. And coming in with him this time is Sanchez Hughley. Bureau to feed it in. Fresh 35 on the clock for the Cajuns. Gradnego in the corner for three. In and out this time. No good. Rebound to Royster. Nwoji quickly down court. 12-footer, yes. Nwoji's first points of the night. He had 25 the other night against Arkansas State. 56-36. 13:05 left to go. Daigle knocked away as Hughley knocks it away from Bureau. Cajuns with a basketball. Daigle controlling. Jump pass top of the key to Wallace. Turns it right back out to Daigle. Randell gets a screen. Swings it over to Gradnego. Alone for three. Missed it again. Rebound comes down to Nwoji. Dribbles it over to the right wing. Working against Daigle. Picks up his dribble. There's a bounce pass into Royster. Puts the shot up inside. And it's too strong. Rebound comes down to FAU. Hughley had it in the middle, and now we got a rugby scrum going on. We'll get a jump ball call. Possession arrow to Louisiana. Well, I mean, there are about six or seven bodies on the floor. Cajun basketball. Corey Bloom is going to see his first action of the night. And it'll be Gradnego that goes out. Gradnego missed a wide-open three-pointer, and we just haven't seen him do that lately. I mean, I think it was a shock to everybody in the building when the ball didn't go in. Full court pressure being applied by Florida Atlantic. It's man-to-man, and so as Daigle comes up court, they peel back as Lego gets ready to check in. Bounce pass over to Bureau, right back to Daigle for three. That's no good. And lid on the basket for the Cajuns right now. Here they come down court. Nwoji over on the left wing. They dare Perkins to shoot it. He starts to drive instead. Comes back out to Royster, swing it around to Hughley. Hughley gets a screen. He bumps Daigle. Daigle is called for the blocking foul. That'll be his second, team foul number five. We'll get an official's timeout, 11:59 left to go with your score. Louisiana 56, FAU 36, back in a minute on the Raging Cajun Radio Network. Spinales Flores, flash stats, Cajuns 22 of 43. That is 51%. But they are just 4 of 12 in the second half. FAU 12 of 26, 46%. They are 5 of 6. In the second half, Cajuns 8 of 18 beyond the arc, FAU 2 of 8, Florida Atlantic 10 of 17 from the free throw line, Cajuns are 4 of 6. Rebounds 22 to 15, that's starting to tighten up because the Cajuns have missed some shots. 7 assists, 10 turnovers for Louisiana, 4 assists, 13 turnovers for Florida Atlantic. Once again, leading scorers in the game, Gradnego with 10, Daigle with 9, and Millsap with 9. And for Florida Atlantic, Monroe with 12, and Alarcon with 10. Florida Atlantic's basketball. They get it in the corner. Now they reverse it up top. Palmer with a basketball working against Tyron Johnson, who's checked into the game. Cross court. Nwoji for three. That's no good. Courtney Wallace with a rebound. Lego brings it up court. Some new faces in the game for Louisiana right now. Corey Bloom, Courtney Wallace, Tyron Johnson, and Travis Bureau joining Lego on the court. They're not challenging Lego, so he just pulls it right back out. Dribbles now over to the right wing. In the corner to Lego. 9 on the shot clock. Swing it on the other side. Johnson for 3. That's no good. Rebound comes back to Hughley. Down court they come. Knock away. Ball out of bounds. And a great job by Bureau to knock it off of Perkins. Turnover number 14 for Florida Atlantic. Alarcon will check back in for the Owls. Next chance. Lego with a basketball. Gets it over to Bloom. Bloom over on the right side to Bureau. Brings it top of the key. Swings it to the other side. Shot from there for Bloom is no good. And the Cajuns suddenly ice cold. They're below 50% shooting now. Swing pass inside. Knocked away. Another steal. Hasn't affected them on the defensive end. Lego into the front court. Right side to Johnson, right back to Lego. Willie brings it out between the circles. 10:32 to go. 20-point Cajun lead. Whistle away from the ball. Foul on Florida Atlantic. That'll go to Royster. That'll be his second. Team foul number 3. Alarcon will come in. It'll be Hughley that goes out. Bureau will feed it in for the Cajuns, gets it into Wallace, quickly into the hands of Lego. Comes off the screen, now Bureau top of the key, right side to Lego. Willie, double team for just a second, swing it over, Bureau alone for three, good. Travis Bureau's got 9, 59-36, as we are midway through the second half now. Teams even scoring in the second half, 13 apiece. Up top, Alarcon dribbles into the paint. Nice feed underneath. Shot up, no good. Drew the foul. Jeff Palmer will go to the free throw line. As the foul will go to Courtney Wallace, and that'll be his fourth. Team foul number 6 on the Cajuns in the second half. Been a lot more fouls called against Louisiana than against Florida Atlantic in this game. Palmer, 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. He'll get 2 here. Florida Atlantic just 10 of 17, 58%, but Palmer hits the first one. Courtney Wallace with the 4 fouls has to go out. Avery Milson comes in. A couple of changes for Florida Atlantic as well, as Monroe has come back in. Second free throw from Palmer missed, but an offensive rebound to Hernandez. He puts it up, and it goes, and he draws the foul. Foul will be on Tyron Johnson, his second, team's 7th. Sammy Hernandez just scored his first points as a Golden Panther. Now he'll shoot his first free throw. No, check it. He has shot 2 free throws already this year. He's 0 for 2. 59-39, chance to get an under 20 for the first time, but he missed. Rebound comes down to Johnson. Lego brings it front court. Gets a screen from Bureau, but there's a double-team trap. Lego is in trouble, and he asks for timeout. With 9:33 to go, smart play by the sophomore. He did it right in front of us. And the Cajuns will go ahead and use the timeout. They'll have 2 remaining. Florida Atlantic, despite the fact they're on the wrong end of the score, has 4 timeouts left. 59-39 with 9:33 left to play. Cajuns are still shooting 50% for the game. But they are just 5 of 15 in the second half. But that just goes to show you how they shot it in the first half. And still only one man in double figures. That's Gradnigo with 10. Daigle, Millsap, Bureau each with 9. Gary and Wallace each with 8. Travis Bureau will feed it in right in front of us. Milson, Bloom, Johnson, and Lego. Feed in goes to Willie. 9:32 left to go. Bureau back outside to Lego. 17 on the shot clock. Over to Bloom. Bloom right back to Lego. Shot clock at 10. Bloom swings it over to Bureau. Drives baseline left. Puts the shot up inside. No good. Couldn't draw the foul either. Palmer with a rebound. Nwoji to Alarcon. Alarcon back up top. Hernandez for 3. That's a bad shot. Lego with a rebound. Brings it up court. Florida Atlantic not very aggressive in their man-to-man defense, and Lego says, you know what, we're up 20. I'll dribble it for a while. There's a shot from the outside. Bureau's 3, no good, but he's going to go to the line for 3. But Bureau went down hard, slow to get up. Palmer will get the foul, his 3rd, team's 4th. Travis Bureau, 3 shots coming. Bureau 0 for 1 from the line tonight. Now they're saying 2 shots. It's got to be 3. One official's got 3 up, and the first one is good. Now they're all on the same page. 2 more coming. That puts Bureau in the double figures. That one makes him tonight's leading scorer with 11. Brandon Dyson will come in. Corey Bloom will go out. And Bureau with a chance for the hat trick. 3rd free throw. Got it. 12 in the game for Bureau. 62-39. 8:43 left to go. Cajuns enjoying a 23-point lead. Monroe working against Milson. Puts the shot up inside. No good. Cajuns with a rebound. Johnson in the hands of Bureau. Not a Lego. Lego penetrates. Got it to Dyson. There's the entry pass to Milson. Puts the shot up inside. No good. Drew a foul on Monroe. For Carlos, that'll be his 2nd. Team's 5th. Avery Milson has only been to the free throw line once this year because he never looks to shoot. We'll be at the line for 2 here. Free throw from Avery, no good. Radnigo will come back into the game. Travis Bureau will get a rest. Travis might have gotten a little scratch, it looks like. One more free throw coming for Milson. And he got the second one. Avery with 3 points tonight. 63-39. 8:20 left to go. Over on the left side. Pass to Palmer. To Alarcon. There's the entry pass to Monroe. Inside. Drew the foul. I think that one's going to go on Milson. And that looks so. That'll be his fourth. So Wallace with four, Milson with four. That's 18 fouls against the Cajuns now, and Monroe goes to the free throw line for two. Monroe, four out of six from the line tonight. His 12 points leads FAU. In fact, he and Alarcon have combined for 22 of their 39 points. Palmer's been very quiet tonight, and Nwoji as well. Monroe's free throw, no good. Cajun's biggest lead, 29. Right now it's at 24. It was 23 at halftime. And the second free throw is good. End of the game, Derek Simmons. It'll be Monroe to go out. Lego being trapped in the backcourt. Willie's in some trouble. Got it to Dyson. Dyson, better hurry, whistle, and Robert Lee takes the timeout, because they were 1 second away from the 10-second call. 30-second timeout. Cajuns with just one timeout remaining now, 7:59 left to go. We'll get an official's timeout on the next dead ball. Homestand continues on Thursday. Dickie Nutt and the Arkansas State Indians come to town for a 7:05 contest, and special night next Saturday night, your last chance to see really one of the great ones in the Sun Belt Conference, Bo McCaleb and the New Orleans Privateers. Come in next Saturday. That will wrap up the three-game homestand, and then the Cajuns will play six of their next eight conference games on the road, and one of the two home games will be against preseason favorite Western Kentucky. So a very tough stretch coming up for the Cajuns. Tyron Johnson will feed it in. Gets it into Lego. Willie still not across midcourt. Now he is. To grab the go right back to Lego. There's 13 on the shot clock, and this is the Cajuns have been no closer than 40 feet. Lego. Penetrates, kicks it back to Gradnigo. Gradnigo in the lane, called for a travel. And we'll get an official's timeout. 7:35 to go, your score. Cajun 63, Florida Atlantic 40. Back after this on the Raging Cajun Radio Network. Spadale's Flores Flash Stats. Cajuns are 23 of 47. And that is 49%, 9 of 21 from three-point range. And they are 8 of 11 from the free throw line. Florida Atlantic 13 of 30, 43%, 2 of 10 beyond the arc, 12 of 22 from the free throw line. Rebounds 26-19 in favor of the Cajuns. 8 assists, 11 turnovers for Louisiana. 4 assists and 15 turnovers for Florida Atlantic. FAU basketball. Nwoji working against Daigle. 7.5 to go. Nwoji brings it front court over on the left side to Palmer. Long cross court pass. Nwoji got it inside. Shot blocked from behind by Johnson. Blocked again, and a foul on Johnson this time. The foul will be on Milson. That'll be his fifth. Milson will foul out with 3 points, and he'll go out with 7:18 left to play. It'll be LaRyan Gary that will come in to replace him. Milson gets a hand as he goes out. Because let me tell you something, he fought hard in the defensive end this evening against some pretty good basketball players. Sammy Hernandez at the free throw line will get two. And the first one is in and out, no good. Florida Atlantic's not helped themselves, only 12 of 23 from the free throw line. They've shot more than twice as many free throws as the Cajuns have tonight. Second one is good. 63-41. Monroe comes back in. Here comes the full court pressure once again. Randall Daigle is back in the game for the Cajuns. Gradnego, Dyson, Johnson, and Gary. Daigle trapped. Got it to Dyson. One dribble to Daigle. They're trapping the basketball at every opportunity now. Dyson back up to Daigle. 7 minutes to play. Cajuns not in a hurry at all. Flashing to Johnson. Swing it over to Dyson. Back to Johnson. Right side to Daigle. Eight to shoot. Gary dribbles baseline right. Bounce pass, threw it away. Alarcon to Nwoji. To Hernandez. Hernandez, good feet inside. Monroe tanked the layup. Johnson with a rebound. Boy, you don't see an all-conference guy do that very often. Johnson for three in front of the iron. No good. That wasn't a good shot. Daigle fighting hard. Jump ball. Possession arrow will go to FAU. Courtney Wallace will come in for the Cajuns. Tyron Johnson will go out. We haven't seen David Dees tonight, and the reason we haven't, he was sick all week. Practiced yesterday for the first time. Probably could have played tonight if he had been needed, but the Cajuns really haven't needed him. 63-41, 22-point game. Nwoji into the front court. Over on the left side. Now top of the key to Hernandez. Hernandez swings it to Alarcon, to Perkins, farther left. Back up top to Nwoji. Right side this time, Hernandez. Now to Perkins, 15-footer, shot at 14. Brandon Dyson with a rebound. Less than 6 minutes to play. Dyson up top to Daigle. Cajuns haven't shot it very well in the second half, but everything else they've done has been pretty good, especially on the defensive end. Florida Atlantic shooting just 42% for the game. Gradnego up top to Dyson. Right back to Gradnego. He'll fire the three. Missed that one, though, and the rebound comes down to Monroe. Into the front court they come. Knock away by Dyson. Alarcon winds up with it to Monroe, top of the key. Hand it off to Nwoji. Over to Hernandez. There's Perkins, drives into the paint, puts up a sloppy shot, no good, but Monroe is there to clean it up and get the garbage basket. He's got 15. 63-43, 20-point game as we come down to the five-minute mark, and Travis Bureau gets ready to check back in. Haven't seen Millsap much in the second half. I think he got a scratch or something. He's been out. Courtney Wallace inside, can't score, but he drew the foul. Foul will go to Perkins. That'll be his second. It's only the sixth team foul, but it'll send Courtney Wallace to the free throw line. He's 0 for 1 tonight. Courtney's not scored in the second half after 8 first half points. Three substitutions getting ready to come in for the Cajuns. Wallace's free throw, good. Bureau, David Dees for the first time tonight at Maurice Barksdale. One more coming for Wallace. Both free throws are good, and for the first time this year, Wallace is in double figures with 10, and that ties his career high. Nwoji with a basketball. Gets the ball over to Perkins. Perkins high post pass to Royster. Nwoji over in the right corner. Up top to Perkins. There's the swing pass to Palmer. Palmer feeds inside, knocked away, and a steal. Barksdale with the steal all the way down court. Mariah Gary's fouled by Alarcon. For Alarcon, his second, team seventh. Mariah Gary will go to the line for two. Gary at the line, two for two tonight. Free throw good. One more free throw coming as he tries to become the fourth Cajun to get the double figures tonight. 12, 10, 10, and 9. And then Daigle and Millsap also each with 9, so they've spread the wealth tonight. 66-43. And the second free throw is good. Gary's got 10. 67-43. 4:22 left. Nwoji over to Alarcon. There's the pass inside. Royster blocked by Travis Bureau. Royster got it back and put it in. Royster's got 4. 61, make it 67-45. 4 minutes left. Courtney Wallace to Barksdale. Over to Bureau. Travis, couple of dribbles to Barksdale. Over on the right side, Bureau back to Barksdale. 10 on the shot clock. Ball knocked away, out of bounds, 3:40 to go. We'll get an official's timeout. 67-43, Louisiana leads it. 67-45, I'm sorry. We'll be back right after this on the Raging Cajun Radio Network. Cajuns have struggled to shoot it in the second half. They're just 5 of 18 from the field. Spadale's Flores splash stats. Cajuns 23 of 49, 47%, 9 of 23 from beyond the arc. And they are 12 of 15 from the free throw line. Florida Atlantic 15 of 37 for 40%, 2 of 10 from three-point range, 13 of 24 from the free throw line. Florida Atlantic in the second half is just under 50% shooting. Rebounds 28-24 in favor of the Cajuns. 8 assists, 12 turnovers for Louisiana. 4 assists and 16 for FAU. Leading scorers for the Owls, Monroe with 15. Alarcon with 10. 9 on the shot clock as we go back to play. Courtney Wallace gives it to Barksdale. Maurice penetrates, got inside, drew the foul. Probably it'll be a 1-1. Because I don't think he was in the act of shooting. Now they're going to say two shots. Foul will go to Xavier Perkins. It'll be his third, team's eighth, and Barksdale at the free throw line. Maurice, 8 out of 10 from there this year. First one's good. Cajuns just 5 of 18, 28% of the second half. But they've got a 23-point lead. Second free throw, no good. Rebound to FAU, 3.5 to go. Nwoji hangs in the paint, shoots a 15-footer, shot at 14. Offensive rebound to Perkins, and Bureau took it away from him. Barksdale quickly in the front court, and then threw a bad pass. Palmer going long down court. That one was almost stolen, but then Barksdale does knock it away. That foils the fast break. Sanchez-Hughley will come back in. Perkins goes out. Tyron Johnson will come into the game in place of Lorian Gary. 3 minutes and 14 seconds left. Alarcon pops it outside. Nwoji left wing. Up top, shot for three there, no good. Tyron Johnson clears as Hughley missed badly. Barksdale brings it front court with 3 minutes to go. Pass underneath, kick it back outside. Bureau brings it all the way in, and boy, he goes down hard. He was fouled, and he hit the court really hard, but pops right back up. He'll go to the free throw line. No, they're going to call it an offensive foul. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Oh, man. For Bureau, that's his fourth. Not only does he go to the court hard, he doesn't even get rewarded for his efforts. They're calling that an offensive foul. Brian Allred is explaining it to Robert Lee, and Robert Lee says, you know what? If you're selling, I ain't buying. I don't think that's a very good call. 68-45. Less than 3 minutes to go. Nwoji brings it into the front court. Lost it, got it back. Lost it again, and this time he doesn't get it back. Barksdale down court to Johnson. Had it knocked away and out of bounds. And they're going to say off of Johnson. Fans wanted a foul there and didn't get one. 2:37 left to go. Nwoji fires up, off balance, hits a 16-footer. Nwoji's got four. 68-47, 2:20 left. Barksdale brings it front court, gives it to Corey Bloom. Bloom hands it off to Dees. Dribbles over to the right side to Tyron Johnson. Entry pass to Wallace, backs in, puts the shot up, draws the foul. Foul will go to Jeff Palmer. That'll be his fourth. Team's ninth. Courtney Wallace back to the free throw line for two. Two out of three from the line tonight. Cajuns have four in double figures. And two others with nine. Wallace's free throw missed badly. Cajuns, though, have shot it well tonight. 13 of 18. Hernandez comes in. Palmer goes out. One more free throw coming for Courtney. Got that one. That's a career high 11 points for Wallace tonight. 69-47. Nwoji, good entry pass. Shot missed off glass, though, by Royster, and Dees gets the rebound. David into the front court. Gets it to Johnson. There's the entry pass for Wallace. Puts the shot up inside and hits. 13 for Courtney Wallace, who now leads the Cajuns in scoring tonight. 71-47. Minute and a half to go. Cajuns have shot less than 30% in the second half, and they actually have extended the lead. Shot inside, missed, and a foul on the Cajuns. That'll go to David Dees. His first. It will send Sanchez Hughley to the line. He's 61%. First free throw from Hughley is good. First point of the night for the freshman out of Seminole County, redshirted a year ago. Second free throw is good. 1:19 to go, 71-49. Barksdale over to Bloom. Corey will fire the three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to FAU. Nwoji in the corner. Shot there from Alarcon is good. 13 for Alarcon. 71-52. 1 minute to go. Barksdale brings it into the front court. Tyron Johnson over to Dees. Drives baseline right. Takes it in. Whips it over in the corner to Wallace. To Barksdale. To Bloom. He'll try again and miss again. Rebound to Hernandez. 35 seconds left. 2 seconds differential. Shot clock to game clock. Nwoji misses off glass. Johnson with a rebound. Cajuns don't have to shoot it. And the crowd on its feet to applaud the effort tonight. Cajuns go to 2-0 in the Sun Belt. 5-7 overall. They've now won 4 out of their last 5 with Arkansas State coming in. And the Cajuns win it, and they win it in fashion tonight. This was never a ball game. 71-52 is the final score. On the post-game show, we'll have scoring totals, final statistics, and a talk with the general, Robert Lee, all when we come back after this on the Raging Cajun Radio Network.
Sports Radio, ESPN 1420, and the new hot 107.9.
Cajuns win this one tonight, and they win it in style, 71-52. They go to 2-0 in the league, 5-7 overall. Florida Atlantic drops to 4-9 and 0-2. Your scoring totals for tonight: Florida Atlantic led by 15 from Carlos Monroe. He only had 5 in the second half. Sean Alarcon added 13. 6 in the game for Jeff Palmer. 5 for Xavier Perkins. 4 for Brent Royster. 4 for Cardero Nwoji. 3 in the game for Sammy Hernandez, and 2 for Sanchez Hughley. Cajuns are led by the career-high 13 points tonight from Courtney Wallace. And that's one of four Cajuns in double figures. Travis Bureau with 12, Lorian Gary and Chris Gradnigo each with 10. Gradnigo did not score in the second half. Randall Daigle, Elijah Millsap each with 9. Millsap did not score in the second half. 4 in the game for Tyron Johnson, 3 for Avery Milson, and 1 for Maurice Barksdale. 71-52 the final. This is the Raging Cajun Radio Network.